3. Cooperation with the Adjuster. Adjusters are playing the sacred and superb game of the ages. They are engaged in one of the supreme adventures of time and space. And how happy they are when your cooperation permits them to lend assistance in your short struggles of time as they continue to prosecute their larger tasks of eternity. But usually, when your adjuster attempts to communicate with you, the message is lost in the material currents of the energy streams of human mind. Only occasionally do you catch an echo, a faint and distant echo of the divine voice. The success of your adjuster in the enterprise of piloting you through the mortal life and bringing about your survival depends not so much on the theories of your beliefs as upon your decisions, determinations, and steadfast faith. All these movements of personality growth become powerful influences aiding in your advancement because they help you to cooperate with the adjuster. They assist you in ceasing to resist. Thought adjusters succeed or apparently fail in their terrestrial undertakings just in so far as mortals succeed or fail to cooperate with the scheme whereby they are to be advanced along the ascending path of perfection attainment. The secret of survival is wrapped up in the supreme human desire to be godlike and in the associated willingness to do and be any and all things which are essential to the final attainment of that overmastering desire. When we speak of an adjuster's success or failure, we are speaking in terms of human survival. Adjusters never fail. They are of the divine essence, and they always emerge triumphant in each of their undertakings. I cannot but observe that so many of you spend so much time and thought on mere trifles of living, while you almost wholly overlook the more essential realities of everlasting import, those very accomplishments which are connected with the development of a more harmonious working agreement between you and your adjusters. The great goal of human existence is to attune to the divinity of the indwelling adjuster. The great achievement of mortal life is the attainment of a true and understanding consecration to the eternal aims of the divine spirit who waits and works within your mind. But a devoted and determined effort to realize eternal destiny is wholly compatible with a light-hearted and joyous life, and with a successful and honorable career on earth. Cooperation with the thought adjuster does not entail self-torture, mock piety, or hypocritical and ostentatious self-abasement. The ideal life is one of loving service, rather than an existence of fearful apprehension. Confusion, being puzzled, even sometimes discouraged and distracted, does not necessarily signify resistance to the leadings of the indwelling adjuster. Such attitudes may sometimes connote lack of active cooperation with the divine monitor, and may, therefore, somewhat delay spiritual progress, but such intellectual, emotional difficulties do not in the least interfere with the certain survival of the God-knowing soul. Ignorance alone can never prevent survival. Neither can confusional doubts nor fearful uncertainty. Only conscious resistance to the adjuster's leading can prevent the survival of the evolving immortal soul. You must not regard cooperation with your adjuster as a particularly conscious process, for it is not, but your motives and your decisions, your faithful determinations, and your supreme desires do constitute real and effective cooperation. You can consciously augment adjuster harmony by 1. Choosing to respond to divine leading. Sincerely basing the human life on the highest consciousness of truth, beauty, and goodness, and then coordinating these qualities of divinity through wisdom, worship, faith, and love. 2. Loving God and desiring to be like Him. Genuine recognition of the divine fatherhood and loving worship of the heavenly parent. 3. Loving man and sincerely desiring to serve him. Wholehearted recognition of the brotherhood of man, coupled with an intelligent and wise affection for each of your fellow mortals. 4. Joyful acceptance of cosmic citizenship. Honest recognition of your progressive obligations to the Supreme Being. Awareness of the interdependence of evolutionary man and evolving deity. This is the birth of cosmic morality and the dawning realization of universal duty.